USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The International Monetary Fund is adjusting a faulty economic prediction. The IMF gives economic advice to countries around the world and monitors risk to financial stability. The Washington-based lender on Tuesday cut its global growth forecast for 2022 by half a percentage point to 4.4%. Predicted inflation in advanced economies would be 3.9% in 2022. A 1.6 percentage point higher than anticipated in October. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
Noting that COVID and supply chain disruptions to the economy are not really expected to disrupt economic growth.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame added a member to its upcoming 2022 class. Boston Red Sox designated hitter David Ortiz. Left out again were Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Curt Schilling. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Natural immunity from COVID-19 is better than most experts anticipated.
Natural immunity to COVID-19 was far more effective against the Delta variant than vaccines alone, according to a recent CDC study. The study looked at COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in California and New York between May and November of 2021, determining that numbers were highest among unvaccinated people who hadn't been previously diagnosed with the virus. By the week of October 3rd, the study said case rates were 29 times lower for unvaccinated Californians with a previous diagnosis. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The four-day work week is nowhere close to becoming reality, despite support from corporate America, media coverage, and intense interest worldwide. But now with worker shortages, this spring, 35 companies in the United States and Canada will give four 10-hour days a week a go. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
Even as we continue to prioritize diplomacy and dialogue, we must also increase readiness. That as of now, the decision has been made to put these units on higher alert and higher alert only. No decisions have been made to deploy any forces from the United States at this time.
Spokesperson John Kirby at the Pentagon's announcement this week. Retired Air Force Brigadier General and Deputy Military Representative to NATO, Blaine Holt on Newsmax, responds to the Russian-Ukraine crisis.
NATO is making some movements. There's some donations across the alliance right now for forces. But what I think Vladimir Putin definitely understands is that we're very unpredictable in the West, and we can turn on a dime. And just because we seem to be taking one course of action, one that I would not prescribe, we can move in another direction altogether very quickly, and I know his generals apprise him of that. Well, I think we're going to have to increase our overall defense and force posture in Europe long-term. We certainly have the forces that we can bring to bear to make a meaningful commitment on those borders immediately, and I do think that we should do so. There is an expectation on the Russian side that with their presentation of forces, we would. We are keeping them in a place where they see that we are militarily now moving in their direction, and they need to see that, but that's not where this avoidable war gets solved, and that is the word I would stress.
Mr. Holt also questioned the decision to move U.S. diplomatic personnel out of the Ukraine. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.